Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is some of the best news I've heard in a long time, Lee.
Okay.
Walmart agreeing to eliminate synthetic dyes from its own store brand products.
Yep.
This is a massive, massive win. There are 10,000 ingredients that are illegal in Europe, but that are put in Americans' food because of, quite frankly, corruption, particularly at our FDA. And Walmart has announced that it will eliminate those synthetic dyes along with 30 other ingredients. I can't believe they're getting rid of them all. And it's blue 1, blue 2, green 3, red 3 and red 4, red 40, yellow 5, yellow 6, citrus red, orange B. Europe has long, very cheaply, Canada does too, used fruit dyes. It's basically concentrated fruit. It's natural. It's actually found in nature. These dyes, people don't realize this, are byproducts of the oil refining process. And RFK became obsessed with these dyes, and I became obsessed with RFK and his work. He was an attorney, an environmental attorney, good liberal, and he's suing these petroleum companies because they are dumping the byproducts of the petroleum refining process, and it ends up seeping into the water table, right? And he won a lot of these suits. He made money doing it, and arguing before a court that the byproducts were devastating. They get into water, they poison you. Well, in the process of RFK doing this in his environmental lawsuits, he's been an environmental justice guy, he realized that the petroleum companies were selling some of these byproducts to the food manufacturers. Because they could be used as dyes. And they were putting them in our food. Let that sink in for a minute. Toxic waste, where these companies have been sued out of putting it in the ground. They're like, we'll sell it to the food industry. And you're upset. Are you crazy? No. And it hasn't been sold there. I mean, it's not put in there. So it's illegal. When you look at some of what this does, and I encourage you to put this in yourself, the yellow dyes for me, as I have two boys, are the worst. They interfere, particularly in boys, with testosterone. I am convinced it's one of the reasons that you see boys that look like girls, that you see boys in their early 20s with the testosterone level of boys who are 12 and 13. And all of this kind of stuff, they are tremendous hormone disruptors, but we don't completely understand what they do to girls, but they mimic the effects of estrogen and block its action. They're in a shocking number of foods because the quality of our food is so bad that if you saw it for what it was without the dyes to make it look more appealing, you would not buy it and you would not eat it. And they don't. They don't in Canada and they don't in Europe, Lee. And if you put this in, pick one, yellow dye number 5, sunset yellow, that's number 6. They disrupt natural hormone systems by acting as xenoestrogens, mimicking or blocking estrogen activity. Where do we find the most dyes? Kids' food. Now, that's just the hormonal problems caused by this. All the red dyes are carcinogens. The FDA has known that for a very long time. In fact, it's why it bans them in makeup, because you can get skin cancer. But the food industry has been allowed to use them for years and years and years and years. They cause DNA damage. They are found in colon tumors. The red dyes are. And you go on and on and on and read it, and your jaw will literally hit the floor that this stuff has been allowed to be in our food. So I don't want to talk about the past, but I am extremely excited that Walmart is voluntarily agreeing to do this. And I really hope we win the midterms, Lee, because I don't want Democrats putting all of this stuff back and backdooring it in legislation. Because a lot of these places have said, okay, we're going to just continue this, but only in 2027.
Well, that's not going to be a good look for them. And maybe this is the opportunity where, you know, things get done that can't politically be reversed.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I really hope so, because I know just years and years and years of reading RFK's website, and he's very good. It's called Children's Defense. And one of the things I loved about RFK is I don't agree with his climate stuff. I don't agree with a lot of his stuff.
No.
But he would link to these studies. And I meant to delete his newsletter. I signed up for it once for some show prep for something, and then just it kept coming in my inbox. And he's talking about all these things that are they're like in my cabinet. And then I start clicking on, like, yeah, well, all right, he's probably just saying that. And then I start reading the studies, and my eyes get, I mean, just I'm like, what am I giving to my kids? And I started going through my house, and we pay extra for organic. A lot of that organic, the organic stuff does not have the dyes. It's not perfect. It's still got traces of pesticide, but not the full pesticide wallop that's in the rest of our food. By the way, those pesticides need to go too. Those are banned in Europe as well. They are highly toxic. They cause, and you know what, one of the things that's interesting, you see this explosion of asthma in kids in the last roughly 30, 40 years, that wasn't around before. A lot of these dyes also cause inflammatory effects like asthma. They cause neurological damage that affects, get this, attention span. Hello, ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
And yet our society has blamed people. Oh, you can't pay attention. You're not like in our day. Well, no, you can't. You're on food dyes. Just the fact that this was ever put in our food is just astonishing. So good for Walmart. Thrilled to see this. Couldn't be more excited. And I really hope that this puts more pressure on, you know, on other folks. To continue to, you know, to do this and to step up and make this happen.
Well, when it comes to marketing, and if it makes the money, others will follow. That's the way the marketplace works.
Yeah.
But you got to get folks' attention first. And I think that's something that RFK Jr. has been able to do.
They're also removing titanium dioxide, azote carbonamide. I can even say after stuff, sucrose polyester, lye, anisole, toluene, calcium bromate, that's a real problematic one. A lot of other stuff, they're taking it out of this Walmart food. So, I mean, folks, we are going to save money long-term in healthcare costs from the damage here. By the way, all of these things are illegal in Europe. You cannot use them. Same for Canada. So the idea that these companies can't do this is ridiculous. They can. They're already doing it. And they shouldn't get to poison us. So, let's just, like I said, hope that we either get the win in the midterms, or if the Democrats do, again, that the public pressure is so great, they still go forward with all of this. But again, you're watching. Well, look what Walmart's doing, though, Lee. They're going to do it by guess when? 2027.
Okay.
Why? Because they're going to wait to see if the Democrats win in 26 and can save them so they can continue poisoning Americans, and particularly poisoning men, particularly poisoning boys with this stuff. And here's the thing. These dyes do not have they don't enhance taste at all. They don't change the taste of these products one iota. They only make them look better. And they cost, you know, in terms of what they cost, the savings is pennies on the product, not on the dollar, even on the product. I mean, I'm happy to pay 2 or 3 more cents so that you don't poison my children. And the beauty of Walmart doing this, these Walmart brands are the ones that people who are poor or people who are struggling financially or just, well, that's everybody now, you end up buying those Walmart brands, you get poisoned. So this is automatically going to route that if it happens. So we got to win the midterms here so all these companies will keep their promises. But it's exciting that we're finally publicly having this conversation instead of just reading this stuff in RFK's newsletter. So more good stuff from the Trump administration. Let's hope they go through with it. And by the way, one more thing. This idea, we need to 2027. No, you don't. No, you don't. They've already got, it's like you look at these big cereal manufacturers, they're manufacturing in the U.S., they're shipping to Canada, they're shipping to Europe. It's the same brands, like, say, cereals and stuff. They're already doing it. We just get to poison and they get to non-poison. Switch your production lines. You can do it. You already do it. They could probably do it, a month or two max, if even that. But, you know, that couple of pennies of profit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.